Novel Audio presents The Happiest Baby Guide to Great Sleep, Simple Solutions for Kids from Birth to 5 Years. Written by Harvey Karp, M.D. Read for you by Tim Fannin. To the millions of great parents who pray for just a little more sleep, your goal is truly within reach. Acknowledgements. The only thing worth stealing is a kiss from a sleeping child. Joe Holdsworth. While sleep is certainly a solitary endeavor, writing a book requires a gaggle of family, friends, and colleagues for inspiration and encouragement. My deep gratitude to my soulmate, wife, and best friend, Nina. Thank you, my sweetheart. Your constant love, steady support, wise advice, and great patience during my nights and weeks away meant more to me than I can tell you. My reward at the end of each day, you truly made this book possible. And thank you, Lexi, for your love and enthusiasm. To my parents, Sophie and Joe, I can never thank you enough for giving me the education that has carried me like a ship through the sunsets and storms of my life. The only thing worth stealing is a kiss from a sleeping child. Joe Holdsworth. Introduction. When children are young, you get no sleep. When they're old, you get no rest. Folk saying. Does your baby melt your heart with love when you rock her to sleep, and then drive you totally insane for the rest of the night? Does your home become a battleground every night, as your tot flails and cries, "No, no, no," when it's time for bed? Being a parent is the most wonderful experience you'll ever have. But having a child who is a bad sleeper hits you with a huge double whammy. You feel like you're getting a big fat D in mommying or daddying. Plus, you're utterly exhausted. Ah, sleep. If you're like most new moms, a good night's sleep shimmers in your weary mind like a mirage in the desert. No wonder sleep struggles are the number one behavioral grumble of parents. And it's not just about babies. A third of toddlers fight bedtime, and half still get up once a night. 1 in 10 wakes 2 times a night, or more. No wonder a 2004 National Sleep Foundation poll found that millions of parents get less than 6 hours of sleep a night, 1 in 5 of those with infants and 1 in 8 with tots and preschoolers. Bone-weary parents often fall prey to overeating, quarreling, accidents, illness, anxiety, and even depression. And like a rock thrown in a lake, exhaustion can trigger wave after wave of worry. Am I creating bad habits? Will crying it out scar my baby emotionally? Should she be on a schedule? Will this ever stop? Today's new parents have little experience with babies. Amazingly, many have never even touched a newborn in their lives. So they seek answers from the piles of sleep manuals on bookstore shelves. Over the past 20 years, more sleep manuals have come and gone than any other type of parenting book. Yet these guides often misguide parents and make things even more confusing. Hold your baby, but don't spoil her. Swaddle your baby, but don't create a dependency. Love your baby, but shut the door and let her cry herself to sleep. So it's no surprise that rookie parents flip-flop between feeling like major league pros on good days and bumbling boobs on those other days. And on top of all this, most parents today have lost the strong support system that helped their great-grandparents manage. Big, supportive families, close neighbors, and teenage girls down the street eager to babysit. However, you can be reassured to know that billions of parents, stretching all the way back to the beginning of time, have successfully conquered these hurdles, which means that you can too. And that leads me to the best news of all. A few simple ideas, weaving together ancient wisdom and breakthrough science, can help you solve most of your child's sleep struggles in less than a week.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?